Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. God bless you. Hallelujah. Good morning. It's a beautiful morning. Hallelujah. 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 Thank God for this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, my Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Hallelujah. Serve the Lord with gladness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will, I will, you will, rejoice, and we will be glad in it. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, we're glad in it. Glad in this day. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Praise the Lord. We give honor to God this morning. Hallelujah. For he is the very breath we breathe. He's our very life. He's our life. Yes, he is. In him we move and have our being. Hallelujah. We bless out the name of the living God, our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We thank the Lord for allowing us to be in his holy presence. Yes, Lord, we bless his name. Hallelujah. How sweet it is, hallelujah, to be in the presence of the Almighty God. We thank the Lord, hallelujah, 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 for allowing us to be in the presence of the Godhead Council. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, that we may bring our concerns, our petitions, our requests. Hallelujah. That we may just rest. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in his wonderful presence as we read his scriptures. Hallelujah. As he illuminate them by the power of the Holy Ghost. Yes. Give us a revelation. Yes. Knowledge and understanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, ooh, we may be in our cars, maybe home, maybe still in the bed, but we still, hallelujah, hallelujah, can just snuggle up. Hallelujah, 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 in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I could just see it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just talking about his goodness and his mercy. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, knowing that everything we need for this day, hallelujah, he has made it available to us. Yes, bless his name. Hallelujah. Great is our God and greatly to be praised. Excuse me. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Great is our God and greatly to be praised. Oh, just hold on one moment for me, please. Oh, Lord, and I know, oh, our God is good. Our God is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a remnant ministry, Daughters of God, called to pray. We're so glad to have you. I see my sister's on bright and early this morning. Good morning, my darling. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank God for you. God bless you. Hallelujah. 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 This is a wonderful day. Yes, it is. It's a wonderful day. And I know that some of you say, a wonderful day. 10 inches of rain and all of this is happening. is still a wonderful day. It's not as bad as it could have been. But we thank God for his extended mercy and guarding the people. I have family members. As soon as I get off, I have to check on them. I'm still praying that God will stay the hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord for his kindness, his protection. He is the shield of defense. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for his protection, his guidance, and his direction, his comfort. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank the Lord. There's some people who won't move no matter how hard they ask that you leave and go to a safer place. Some people just won't do it. I don't know if they realize the stress that they put on you and you're praying. And I know the scripture tells us to obey the law of the land. So if the law of the land says at a certain time, you need to do this and you need to do that. We also have to remember that we get stranded out because of our own decision, not when it happened, and it's not a decision of our own, that we put other people's family in a bad place. We don't want to do that. We have to think out of ourselves and think of what we're doing to others. It's not just about us. It's what, now, if we can't afford to do anything different, we certainly need God to protect us. And we need God at all times. But if we can do something different, we should do something different. Just saying. Family members worry and are concerned about each other. And we just need to be a little more understanding when it comes to these situations, when the government tells us or those in authority tell us that we need to move, then that's what we need to do. If there's any way, just do what they tell you to do and let that be that. Hallelujah. You know, we say, well, I know God will take care of me. He's taking care of you even when you don't think, when you don't say it. That goes without saying, but we don't need to worry contrary to those who have knowledge. And you say, well, they made me go and this didn't happen. It's better to be safe than sorry. That's all I'm saying. If you can't handle it any different, then you do what you do. God knows, but just to be stubborn, that doesn't make sense to me. My little corner, my thoughts. Just have to love everybody and want everyone to be safe and protected. The first responders, they see a lot, and you don't know what their family experience when they go home, because they have to take that somewhere, and a lot of them don't know how to take it to Jesus. You know, I'm just saying, it's some rough stuff, some very rough stuff they could endure. Let's not cause any more unnecessary problems for people who are helping. And you call and you crying out because you realize what they told you, they were right. So let's be thoughtful if we can. Let's just be mindful. God, you have faith, that's good. You should. But if they say evacuate. If there's any way possible for you to evacuate. Okay? God is good. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm just, I don't know. Just a lot of things running around, and so much is happening in the world that it almost does, almost don't even seem like the world of 2019. You know, 2020 was something else, and looked like a lot. As for me, it looked like so much has changed. And even with people, like, there has been a change even more in people and thinking. And I don't, I just can't put it in words, but there seemed to have been a shift. Mm-hmm. And so many people seem to just, the younger ones seem not to be thinking, so many of them. But I thank God. I thank God for this. We have young people. We have young adults whose mind is on God. Hey! And when I was having these thoughts about, Lord, what's going on? Help us, you know. Don't let us do this. Don't let us do that. Help us, oh, Lord, hallelujah. Let us get closer to you. Not criticizing anybody, but just thanking the Lord to keep us safe from all this that's going on, attitudes and carelessness when it comes to the Lord. You know, just praying and thinking. And I was talking about the young people. Oh, they just seem to be going astray. Lord, have mercy. Save them, Lord. Don't let them get lost. And then it came to me. And so often, the child that caused the most problem is the child that seems to get all the attention. But what about that child that's doing good? Uh-huh. And I know of a situation like that in a family. What about the child that's responsible? Oh, they become like a naturalized issue. Oh, they're reliable. I can depend on them. But this one here, the whole conversation is about the one that's got the issues, that's causing you problems. That's not right. That's not right. Child with that's reliable, responsible, they need attention too. And it came to me as God told Elijah. Elijah said, talking about Jezebel and how she killed up all the prophets and he was the only one left. I said, hey. I said, not so. Hey. I'm gone. Ooh. We have to remember. Ooh, glory. He's gone. He said, I have 7,000 that has not bow to Baal, not kiss the ring. Did you hear that? A lot of times we see, oh, the youth of the world, they're this, and we have to be so careful, oh my God, of what we let come out of our mouth, Margaret. God is God. Not so. Why not pray for them? Why not thank God for them? Why not ask God to continue to be a hiding place for them? The ones that are doing good, the ones that are responsible, the ones that's growing in leaps and bounds. The ones that are accomplishing things. I'm not saying turn your back on the other ones, But we need to remember these young adults, they're accomplishing things and they're doing it for the Lord. Mm-hmm. I said, oh my Lord. And here we are just worrying about, how they doing this. And I have to admit, and it came to me, the earth is the Lord's. Don't forget who God is. Don't forget. Pray for the young adults. And some of them have gone through and have come out and they're on pure fire for the Lord. Yes, and it comes to my mind at this very moment. Met a young man. Father is a pastor. And he had a chance to share with me, and this, I'm just remembering this now. And he told me, he said, and it was shamefaced, but he didn't have to be that way with me. I was so happy that he was in the Lord. His yesterday is his yesterday. But he was on fire, he and his wife, and they're just the Lord, not compromising. Won't compromise. And those are the ones we really need to continue to pray for, that the Lord will keep them and they won't turn back. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for that. And maybe some will have that they would add on to it. But I know we really should pray for the ones who have decided for God I'll live. And for God, I'll die. There was a story shared where the youth went to the nursing home. I may have shared it with you. And they were just praying for the people. And then they went to one lady, or one person went, I don't know, but went to one lady. And she told them, she says, I was waiting for you. She gave her life to the Lord, for what I understand and remember, for the first time. And the lady passed on. Yeah. And the lady passed on. She didn't go without the Lord. Isn't that a blessing? That's what we're talking about. And we don't want anyone to tell them, well, you know, it don't take all of that. We have to just don't say anything because you might offend them. Offend the enemy, but we know we need to know when and where to do whatever it is that we need to do. We need to be guided by the Holy Ghost, very purposeful, to accomplish a task. Oh yeah, hallelujah. Jesus was sitting at the well. he had need to sit at the well on a certain day, at a certain time. Yes. So when we sit, when God set us at the well, oh, glory, with an assignment, got to be ready. Uh-huh. Power packed. Yes. Hallelujah. But anyway, I just wanted to share how there are youth who are on fire, and we should ask God to cover them and keep them and meet their needs. Yes. Hallelujah. And fight for them. Yes. Hallelujah. I just wanted to share that. And I wanted to share and remind us to pray for those, again, who are in danger, possible danger of a storm, that we ask God to calm the storm.
Yes.
Yes. Don't let it be as bad as it could be. Yes. Hallelujah. Sometimes I pray, not that I'm afraid that it won't happen. I know God have plans. But I know that we can speak to the storms and the storms in our lives and the physical storms and not be afraid and just walk away knowing that God heard us when we pray and just give God glory. I hear people say, oh, we just need to go back. Oh, we need to go back. But they talking about when they were teenagers, their grandmama, their granddaddy. But we need to go back and we need to find the blueprint. And that would take us back to the very beginning. And we need to see what they did. And then we need to do what they did. You know what I'm saying? We've really gotten all turned around. All turned around. And I understand, but it just seems to me that there's some pieces that are missing that I haven't gotten. I just don't understand how the Catholic, I know how we got in Rome opposed to Jerusalem. What Jesus said, Yeshua said, that would happen. It happened in 70 AD. And there was a mighty battle. And the Jews went through a lot. But I don't know where the church went. And then the next thing you see, all in Rome. And my understanding, and I need to research some more, all the Catholics started coming up. They had full control of the church. But that's not the church that Yeshua left. I mean, that was formed the day of Pentecost. What happened to the Jews after John left? So they're somewhere I missed it. But when I start looking at the church fathers, after John, I'm beginning to see people who are Catholic. I may have missed it, but the turnaround. I mean, Lord have mercy. The wars and, oh God. And for years, the Jews were fighting. So I just wonder where did the church go? Because point, things started turning around. I know what Paul wrote, but things just started turning around so bad, and such great persecution came. Where did they go? If you find out, let me know. I'm going to continue, like I said. I must have missed it somewhere. Well, and it is important to know because we see What brought about the turnaround? Mm-hmm. What brought about the road that brought us to where we are now? How did we get here? How did we get here? The word of God should not be so complicated. It wasn't intended to be complicated. And so many people have so many books and thoughts that I just think we need to just go back to the very basic. Who were they writing to? What was the language they were speaking in? And you translate it from this to this so I can understand what that word meant when they said happy. What did happy mean to them? Is that the same happiness that I understand? Make it plain, make it simple. Yet I understand it's not that easy in translating. But there's got to be something different. Just some truth. Just plain truth. Not I think, I feel, I want. Point blank. That's my commentary on it all for today. Hallelujah. God bless you. Father, we do thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love, your kindness. We thank you, Father God, for your instruction, oh God. We thank you for your direction and your guidance. We thank you for opening our minds of understanding, that we will understand without a shadow of a doubt your will, your way, how we should worship you. Hallelujah. Not our will, not our way. How we should love you, Father, not with our lips, but with our heart. Let not our heart be far from you, Almighty God. Let your desire be our desire, your will, our will, glorious God. Hallelujah. For you are our creator. You're our Father. You're our Master. You're our Lord. You're our King. And you are our God. We thank you, Father, for the revelation and of these statements. Hallelujah. We thank you for guiding us. Oh, God, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your way is good. Hallelujah. Your way is safe. Your way is secure. Hallelujah. Your way is blessed. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. To place us on your path. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. But this truly is the day that you have made. And we are rejoicing in it. Almighty God, Father, we have those who are enduring a storm. We ask that you help, oh my God, yes, be a covering for them, be a shield for them, Almighty God. Lord, there's some that's going through multiple and layers of sorrow. Oh, my Father, my God, help God, have mercy on them. Have mercy, Lord God. Oh, Lord, have mercy, please, Father. We thank you for it. Have mercy, God. Their hearts are shattered. Hallelujah. Their hope seems to wash away. Help, Lord. Almighty God. Help, Lord. Thank you for your mercy, your grace, your comfort, your reassurance in a time of the storms, Almighty God. The fear, the doubt, the confusion. Oh, God, in the midst. Oh, so God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Bring peace. Hallelujah. Shalom. Hallelujah. A way of escape. Oh, God, let it cease in the mighty name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name. Oh, we know that your will must be done. But we ask for mercy, God. Mercy, Lord. Protection. Be a shield of defense for your people. Almighty God, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for remembering the youth that's on the battlefield for you, that's working for you, God, that's living for you, Almighty God, that are accomplishing wonderful things. Keep them strong. Keep them faithful, Almighty God. Cover them. We apply the blood of Yeshua over them. Allow them to walk in your circle of blessings, Almighty God, in your circle of protection. Almighty God. Hey, God, thank you. Thank you for protecting them. Thank you for allowing them to know that they are not alone, that you are mindful of what they're doing, that you are there with them, Almighty God. Oh, Lord, keep them, Almighty God. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Those that are warning and seeking you to do right, Almighty God, and there are those that they respect and those that they trust that's causing them to compromise, rebuke that. Let them hear, Almighty God, your word. Let them read and see what you require. Those who are longing to be married, let them not compromise, Almighty God. Reassure them that at the appointed time, the one that you have set for them, it will come to pass. And we ask that you bless. Thank you for blessing their union, Almighty God. They become one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't ever let them feel forsaken. Don't let them feel hopelessness, Almighty God. Thank you for your faithfulness towards your people, Almighty God. Those that are out of the ark of safety and caught up in all manners of things, God, give them a way of escape. Oh, Lord God, give them a way of escape. Those are being abused, Almighty God. Oh, Lord, those who are abusing, give them a way of escape. Open their eyes and let them see what they're doing is not right. Almighty God, oh, breathe on them and bring them in. Almighty God, loving your laws and your commandments and your rules, your principles and your statutes. Almighty God, humbling them. Almighty God, ah, that they can see you, oh God, and know you, Almighty God, and turn from their evil ways. Thank you, Lord, that they have a testimony. Hallelujah. A powerful testimony for your glory. It's all for your glory. Oh, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you. Every street in this state, we apply the blood of Yeshua. Every highway, byway, the air, the rails, Almighty God, the sea. As a matter of fact, over these United States, its property and its territory. Because if you don't guard us, we cannot be guarded. We cannot be in safety if you are not guarding. You don't send help from the sanctuary, God. We're in a hopeless situation. But with you, God, we're safe. Father, we want you to be our God in these United States. Lead those that are in authority. You know who they are. You know what they are. You put them in their places. Almighty God, touch their hearts. Almighty God, that they'll do the right thing. Hallelujah, at the right time. Almighty God, they'll be bold enough to stand for righteousness. We pray that those that are not saved will become saved. Thank you for leading them to you, Almighty God. If any are lost, Almighty God, hallelujah, we thank you. Those that are on the police force, the first responders, help, touch, hallelujah, remove anger, racism, Almighty God. Remove it from this nation, God. Hallelujah. Greed. Remove it from this nation. Let us be a nation unto you, Almighty God. We thank you. Let us be a nation that bless you, Almighty God. Oh, protect us, Almighty God, from the hand of the enemy. You see and you know. Touch, Lord. Touch. Let us be a nation that rejoice in our God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Those that are in the body of Christ, Lord, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the preachers, the teachers, the missionaries, the pastors, the bishops, Almighty God, the deacons, Almighty God, the elders, hallelujah, touch, refresh, empower, and renew. Great God, oh God, no compromise. Let us stand boldly. Hallelujah. And be about our Father's will. Hallelujah. Strengthen out of Zion. Almighty God. Holy is our God. Hallelujah. Honoring and obeying our God. As of this day, refresh us, renew us, empower us. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Yeah, Lord. Not ashamed of the gospel. Not ashamed of the office that we have been called to. Oh, God. Oh, not ashamed, not ashamed. Not a prophet. Oh, God, help us. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Keep us strong. Don't let us fear to the right and to the left. Hallelujah. The watchman's on the wall, oh, God. Hallelujah. The intercessors. Hallelujah. The worshipers, the prayer warriors, Almighty God, Almighty God, Almighty God. Oh, refresh, renew, empower, Almighty God. Elsa, shake off the old, Almighty God. Elsa, refresh and renew, Almighty God. Woo, glory. Ain't trying to look like the world, even though we in it. Almighty God, hallelujah, hallelujah, refresh and renew. Almighty God, thank you, the younger ones. Oh, keep them safe, God. Let them not get caught up in the trinkets of this world to distract them, Almighty God. Oh, keep them strong, Almighty God. Oh, God, oh, glory. Touch the wisdom and the knowledge. Touch, Almighty God. Oh, and diffuse the wisdom of this world. Hallelujah. Let them not be impressed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy boldness. Hallelujah. Strong in you, Almighty God. Useful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Renew and strengthen. Oh, God. Keeping their eyes on you and they won't stumble. Oh, God, we thank you for our young ministers. Hallelujah in the gospel. We thank you for them and we bless your name for them. Thank you that they walk in the circle of your blessings, your guidance, and your protection. Yes, Lord. Ooh, anoint them afresh. Ooh, fire, Holy Ghost fire. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. No compromising. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Loving and kind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for them. Hallelujah. In Yeshua's mighty name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Refresh and renew. Not this one doing this thing. Not that one. We all on one accord. Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. It's not funny how we're just torn apart with this thought or that thought. Let us be on one accord. Father, you are our Father. Let us all be on one accord, just in different locations. One accord. Oh, dear Lord. Ooh, glorious God. United. Yes, Lord. United. Hallelujah. One accord. Hallelujah. United in you. No falseness. No fakeness. No, Lord. No duplication. No, Lord. 100% united. Guided. Directed by the Almighty God. God, you are our hope. You are our very present help. Hallelujah. No duplication. Hallelujah. Pure and holy unto you, Almighty God. Guarded and directed by you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for refreshing the bodies. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Renewing the body. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, all in you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. And another we won't follow. Hallelujah. 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 No matter how they try to duplicate it, don't let it happen. Hallelujah. Unite us, Almighty God, as one in you. Hallelujah. One in you, Almighty God. Glory. Hallelujah. Name will make it happen. That's the will of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Thy will be done. Great God. Hallelujah. 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 Bless your name. And it is in the name, Father. Ask that you give those who are working peace on the job and protection on the job. Yes, Lord. Grant traveling mercy. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Traveling mercy. Encircle the hospitals and the clinics and the doctor's office. And we lift the insurance companies up to you, Father. Hallelujah. And we'll say no more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We lift those who govern seniors, those who are in nursing homes, and senior residents. We lift those who are in authority up to you this morning. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Those who are over the orphan home, those who homes the children reside, who have no mama and daddy to care for them. We lift the agencies up before you and the home. We ask that you make your presence known. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Cover every child that's in that situation. Hallelujah. Glorious God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Every form of government that have rule and authority over your people, we lift them up before you. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We know what the word said about the time. Hallelujah. But we know that you give your people a way of escape. And we thank you for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember our children and grandchildren. Thank you for protecting them, guarding them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Meeting their every need. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Peace. Hallelujah. Shalom. Bless the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, I just thank you. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Praise your wonderful name. Yes, Lord. Thank you for hearing our prayer this morning. Thank you for wiping tears this morning. Thank you for putting a smile, a genuine smile, a real smile on all of our faces. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for lifting the weight, Almighty God. Thank you. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Ooh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, making the crooked way straight. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It's all in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Yeshua, 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 Yeshua. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. In the name of Yeshua. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our faith look up to you, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good to us. Yes, you are. You're just so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. We thank him for his mercy and his grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. We read our beginning scriptures, and then we're going to add back to Isaiah 43:7. Hallelujah. That we don't forget, excited about who we are. It just reminds us who we are. And it's not just for a moment. It's a beautiful thing to know who you are and what God's purpose for you in this life. Your details are different from my details, maybe. But general, to give him glory. And let's read Genesis, the first chapter. We thank the Lord, the revelation of this, when it hit, oh my Lord, hallelujah, when it hit, hallelujah, made by God, ordered by God, hallelujah, we have strength, we can endure. And then when we're weak, we have brothers and sisters who are filled with the presence of the Almighty God, come aside alongside us and walk with us. Hallelujah. Not talking, not turning the nose, not gossiping, not criticizing, just loving and being strong for one another. Hallelujah. That's what we're talking about. Yes, encouraging one another. Yes. Hallelujah. I ask that you continue to pray for Mother Dunlap. Continue to pray for Sister Ponder. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And all those that are on the prayer list. I know I need to do an update. And we will. Hallelujah. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And I know we say, well, I can read this with my eyes closed. But listen, it's deep. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Genesis, the same chapter, 26 verse, the second half of the sixth day. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Thank you, Lord. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. 2nd chapter. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work, which God created and made. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, we ask the Lord, guard us and protect us. There are so many who want to have a great influence. And I'll say in Christianity. And so we have to ask God to guard us, protect us, and still let us go forth in truth. As he give us clarity and understanding, allow us to be bold enough to walk in his truth. Mm-hmm. His truth. Oh, the children of God walking powerfully in the earth, powerfully in the earth with authority, great authority, not confused, not doubting, not wavering, just strong in the Lord. And the world can see it. It's not show, it's not some sort of form, but it's solid substance and authority. This earth belongs to the children of God. We're here. It's not our permanent place, but we to be able to walk in authority. Ooh. Walk in authority. Isaiah 43:7. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Think about it. God said, everyone that identifies with his name, he has created him for his glory. He said, I formed him. Yea, I made him. Hallelujah. I love it. I love it when I see God has said, hallelujah. It's just amazing. It's just wonderful. It's satisfying. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Well, we've come to the close. Yes. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee, give thee shalom. A great day to be able to do something wonderful for someone. Lift those up who are going through the storm. Hallelujah. Pray for their safety. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Jude, the 1st chapter and the 24th verse. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace. Go in love. Go in the power and love of the Almighty God. God loves us. Thank you so much for taking out the time and being with me this morning. I love you dearly. God bless.